Thank you very much, Mr. Vice Chair, and good morning, colleagues. We made it to Wednesday. Article 6, I think, is a very important article in the Biological Weapons Convention. Unfortunately, it has its limitations, as do, I think, many things in this world, mechanisms that are devised. As we all know, within the Security Council, there is the possibility that one of the permanent five members can exercise a veto. And depending on your point of view, there may be times when you think that those vetoes have been exercised irresponsibly by a member of the permanent five UN Security Council members. We should all be reminded of why the UN Secretary General's mechanism exists today. It dates back to about 1980. And at the time, there were allegations that in two countries, a form of biological weapon was called yellow rain at the time. It's a mycotoxin, which would be covered by Article 1 of the Convention. It was alleged that it was being used in Afghanistan and Laos. That matter was taken to the Security Council, and no decision was taken by the Security Council to investigate because of certain affiliation between a member of the Council and Afghanistan in particular. The UN General Assembly was concerned about this situation. A use of a biological weapon against anyone is a threat to all countries, and the General Assembly decided to essentially go around the Security Council and establish a procedure wherein the Secretary General could initiate an investigation. And in that case, it was. We all have to be concerned that somehow or other Security Council politics get in the way of taking appropriate action under an arms control agreement. I can tell you from personal experience, I was formally posted to the OPCW in The Hague, and issues came up regarding the use of chemical weapons by Syria. And vetoes were exercised in the Security Council to prevent meaningful action being taken against Syria when an independent and impartial group of experts had determined that they were responsible for multiple incidents of chemical weapons use. So Article 6 is important, and if the politics align, it can be a very useful way for an investigation to be established, but we should all recognize that it's not a perfect solution. And sometimes politics, potentially taking the form of a veto, preclude that type of independent and impartial investigation that we wish to see. So in sum, yes, this is an important part of the convention, but in any way to suggest that the right way forward is to put all types of investigation of biological weapons use under the Security Council would imperil the ability of the international community to investigate and hold accountable those sorts of biological weapons attacks because of the irresponsible exercise of a veto by a member of the Security Council. Mr. Vice Chair, I thank you for giving me the floor.